Well, it's time now for a jazz edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Bo Leibowitz is a jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He joins us now. Hi, Bo.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And you've got some new releases or new re-releases for us. And let's start with something from Dizzy Gillespie and Friends. This is Blue and Boogie. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, first of all, that was the great late James Moody, who was wailing away there on the tenor saxophone. But this is a sextet that was put together. This goes back to 1980. It was a concert in Montreal. And unfortunately, none of these people are with us today, but it certainly was an all-star sextet, including Milt Jackson on vibes and Dizzy, of course, on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Ray Brown on bass. And the tune they're doing there is called Blue and Boogie, which was a bebop anthem written by Dizzy Gillespie. Hmm. And this is just about as straight ahead as you can get.
Well, and given the fact that none of them is still alive, why does something like this get re-released?
Well, I think this was kind of a strange incident because the producer of the concert released a recording of this and on a private label, I believe, and it only lasted for a few months and was withdrawn, and therefore it's almost like a new release, and it's just the fact that it's such a stellar sextet that makes it important, plus the playing is just great all the way around, especially Milt Jackson on vibes is particularly good on this recording.
All right, well, up next we have the pianist George Cables. This is off his new CD. It's called For Honeylulu. What do you like about this one?
Well, for one thing, I like the bass line, actually, is what attracted me to this particular track. It's just very catchy. And I like the way that you barely notice it, but there's a tenor saxophone who shadows the singer on the cut that we heard, which is not Honey Boo Boo, but it's Honey Lulu, For Honey Lulu.
Yeah.
And also the fact that George Cables, who's been around since the 70s and 80s and has played with everybody from Art Blakey to Joe Henderson, Sonny Rollins, and especially Art Pepper. He just sounds great on this, and it's all his original compositions. Therefore, the disc is called the George Cables Songbook. The singer, by the way, I've never heard of her before. Her name is Sarah Elizabeth Charles.
Beautiful voice.
And and she wrote the lyrics to a majority of the tunes, which are vocals on this particular recording.
People should not be fooled.
All right, well, next, you wanted us to hear Swingin' the Blues by the Count Basie Orchestra featuring Lester Young. Now, this is from a newly released recording that is now available on Apple Music, but when was it actually recorded?
It was recorded. They are radio broadcasts from between 1938 and 1940 of the Basie Band, which was then at its height. in terms of dynamically just the machine that wouldn't stop. I mean, it was a fabulous band and featured Lester Young, as these recordings do. It was put together by an engineer, a young man by the name of William Savory, and therefore it's called the Savory Collection. This material has been aware of by jazz aficionados for many years, but it's now finally seeing the light of day, and they are extended versions of things that were put out by the Decca label, some very famous sides from the late 30s of the Count Basie Orchestra, featuring Lester Young and Harry Sweets Edison and Buck Clayton and Buddy Tate. And Swingin' the Blues is builds up in momentum and goes out on a riff that features Papa Joe Jones on drums. And it's just, it's the highlight of many highlights in this particular collection.
You know, one of the things I notice when I hear music like this from the 30s, from the 40s, is it sounds like it's got almost a different energy to it than some of the more modern jazz that we hear. Why is that?
Well, for one thing, I think the bands played for dancers, and there was a lot of energy involved in that. Later on, when bebop flourished, say, in the early to mid-40s, the music changed a bit, especially with Charlie Parker, and people would actually sit down and listen to the music rather than dance to it. So it became more of an intellectual thing rather than a pulsating type music.
Interesting. All right, well, we have time for one more. This is Jimmy Scott and The Nearness of You with Joe Pesci.
And to feel in the night the nearness of you. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. No, no, no.
So we're talking Joe Pesci as in My Cousin Vinny right there.
That's right. And this one just absolutely threw me for a loop when I first heard it, because first of all, the man can actually sing quite well, and I understand he plays guitar, too. And he sings in a style that is very similar to Jimmy Scott, who was one of the great ballad singers of all time. This was his last recording. It was recorded in 2009, and Jimmy died in 2014. But Joe Pesci had always been a fan, and this recording also features other people like Dee Dee Bridgewater on it in duet with Jimmy, who... his voice is failing a little bit. He's 84 when he made this recording, but the spirit is still there. The phrasing is still there. It's just all Jimmy Scott, and Joe Pesci is a revelation.
Have you ever heard any other stuff that he's done as a musician?
Never, never. From what I understand, he was just a fan. He used to go visit Jimmy Scott at various clubs in New York, and they became friends, and this is the first time that I know of him on record, and he sounds wonderful.
How's the world of jazz right now?
Well, you know, everybody, I'm thinking in terms of, say, La La Land, the movie, where one of the motifs was that, oh, jazz is dying, jazz is dead. They've been saying that for 100 years. It's never going to die. It's a niche audience, perhaps, but it's the foundation of a lot of modern music. And so it's always there, it's always evolving, and thank God.
That's Bo Leibowitz, jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.
I gotta be near you, baby, yeah. Just a minute.